You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back into Cavalier Corner as we continue along this Saturday morning across ESPN Radio in Virginia. I'm Ed Lane. Thanks for your joining us today, and as well, a thanks to Jefferson Forest Cavaliers head football coach Bob Christmas, who's kind enough to stop by. Coach, always a pleasure to chat with you, even in the May time of year as you're getting ready for, you know, you've had lift-a-thons, other fundraisers, off-season conditioning. It's glad to have you back.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
And you know, you just completed lift-a-thon. We'll start off with that, the success of that. Give us your evaluation, big picture, of how successful this was, both financially for the JF program, but also, you know, the team bonding and building experience.
Yeah, well, it all starts with the team. And we have got a great group of young men to work with. Seen them come together as a team. I think it's a very determined bunch. They're not pleased with how last season went. And I think there's a real determination to embrace the process, enjoy the grind, embrace it, and to work hard to be the best football team we can become. And part of that is off-the-field stuff, like when you do lift-a-thons, fundraisers. And our kids were all in. Our players were all in on this. Year before, we do one each year. Last year, we raised about $8,000. This year, we raised $18,000. So it shows you what these young men, the effort that they put in. Most all of that was just small $5 and $10, $20 donations. So a lot of effort, a lot of work went in to raising the money. And then we had a fantastic Saturday morning, last Saturday morning. Almost everybody got a new max in all three lifts, bench, squat, and power clean. We had four young men bench 300 pounds. We had some great power cleans. I think last I counted, we had 37 power clean and over 225.
Ooh.
So, and several right at 300 on their power cleans. So just a tremendous atmosphere Saturday as kids were cheering each other on. And motivating each other.
JF Cavaliers head coach Bob Christmas with us on Cavalier Corner. Lift-a-thon in the books. We'll get to your golf fundraiser coming up later this summer momentarily. But you know, you talked about $5, $10 donations. You talked about getting to this point, and you've used the phrase embrace the process. I am very anxious to hear from your perspective as well how much the process of the fundraising has gone into helping your student-athletes to understand the value of how it seems like a lot of the little things that you do can add up to being successful on Friday nights.
Yeah. You know, so often people want to focus on the outcome, and the outcome is a result of the process. And, you know, we have events take place in our lives all the time, and it's how we respond to the events that determines the outcome. We've got a little saying that E plus R equals O. Event plus your response equals the outcome. And, you know, with our players, it's all about behavior. It's all about how we respond and what we do. And if we will embrace the grind, that process of becoming, then the outcome is going to be what we want it to be. But we've got to embrace the sweat and the tears and the blood and the pain and all the things that goes in to preparing. And part of that is winning at everything we do. And if we say we're going to have a fundraiser, we're going to win at it. Okay. Later on, you know, we do our card sales, and we're going to win at it. And, you know, it's that simple. That is part of the process of becoming. And it's one of those necessary things that we've got to do to have a class program. There's only so much money that you're going to get from the school system. And if we want to run a class program, then we've got to raise money. And so we're going to embrace that, and we're going to win at it. And that's our mentality that we take on.
Competition everywhere.
Absolutely.
Bob Christmas, JF Cavaliers head coach, with us on Cavalier Corner. Coach, you know, we've talked quite a bit about the Lift-a-thon fundraiser. You've got a couple others that are on the horizon. The first one being, you know, the middle portion of July, starting the 11th, you know, a 2 to 3 week fundraiser, two part as well. What steps are you guys taking right now to shift your focus to that?
Well, we'll hit that after the dead week in July. And the players will have a night where we'll get on the phone. We'll divide it up between the coaches, and they'll take their position players to a room, and players will call friends, families, relatives, anywhere in the country, and ask for a $20 donation. And in exchange for a $20 donation, we'll give them access to an app called Shopping Boss, where they'll earn an average of 6% cash back on purchases that they're already making. Pretty neat thing. Then we'll follow that up with our discount cards, which are local. Rather than being national name brands like on Shopping Boss, these are your local businesses. And we've done that every year. And so we'll put 20 or 30 cards in each player's hands and expect them to sell them, and they do. They do. They get it done. We sold right at 3,000 last year.
Quickest one to sell gets to join our sales staff here, so watch out.
Well, we got some good ones. I'll tell you, I can name some that have sold over 100 of those cards.
Woo!
And we do all of this in about a three-week window.
Wow, that's a lot of work for a short period of time. What have you noticed as well about the focus, you know, for your guys? And obviously you mentioned competition, but finding ways so that competition isn't just, you know, beating themselves up in practice or the physical toll, but being mentally engaged as well.
Well, I get back to everything matters. You know, if we're going to do something, we're going to win at it. And that's a mentality that we expect out of our players, and it's something that if that is developed, then it carries over onto Friday nights, and we get the outcome that we want. If we're resistant to the process, then the outcome's not good. If we embrace the process, then we get a good outcome. And so all of these things that we do, they all matter.
JF Cavaliers head coach Bob Christmas with us here. Coach, final question for you. We'll make it relatively quick. August 26th, mark the calendar, the Cavalier Golf Tournament at Ivy Hill. Take us through that, the process that has gone into preparing for that, and what folks can do to be a part of it.
Well, you know, our Cavalier Club has done a lot to already prepare. We are really expecting a successful golf tournament. Ask everybody in this community. This is your high school. Get involved in the things that we're doing. And it's not like we have a town square here. You know, this community should revolve around the high school. And get involved in the golf tournament. You can be a whole sponsor. In fact, Ed will give you some phone numbers and stuff of people you can contact to become a whole sponsor. You can participate and play in the golf tournament. But everything goes to our football program. And so we just really want to encourage everybody in the community to get involved in this.
Everything goes to the football program, but if I'm golfing, all the balls go into the woods. So that's one thing you can count on. Chris Carroll, whole sponsor, or Steve Chris. Chris Carroll's number, 434-229-5146. Steve Chris, 434-941-2391 to sponsor a hole. Coach Christmas, appreciate your time here on Cavalier Corner. Thank you for stopping by, and of course, look forward to connecting with you again as the season gets closer.
Absolutely, Ed. Thank you.
Big thanks to Bob Christmas, JF Cavaliers head coach, for his time on Cavalier Corner. Also to Joe Palazzi, JF soccer player, for stopping by our Upper Crust Pizza. Student Athlete of the Week, a reminder, next Saturday, JF quarterback Brad O'Donnell will join us in Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week when he stops by. In the meantime, thank you as well for your time. Thanks to all of our great partners. We're back with Cavalier Corner next Saturday, 10 to 10:30, right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
This has been Cavalier Corner, a look inside Jefferson Forest High School athletics. A special thanks to our partners, Clyde Smith Plumbing, the Central Virginia Federal Credit Union, Upper Crust Pizza, API Funds, Embrace Home Loans, and Kinetics Health Club. Cavalier Corner is an exclusive presentation of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.